their favorite sport is berating their producer.
You just sat there for 10 minutes.
This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
It is a Friday, and it's been too darn long since we've talked to our good buddy Tim May and Letterman Rowe, and right here on The Fan. And so he joins us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Are you on the course today, Tim?
Not yet. But yeah, you know, when it's coming.
It's coming. I remember when you retired from the Dispatch, and I knew that retired would be a very loose term for your...
Wait a minute, let me interrupt you. Retired is a euphemism. Now go ahead.
You're retiring like Brett Favre's.
I knew that you'd always want to be around it because you loved it, and that was a big part of it. But my hope was that you'd get to play a lot of golf. And from what I can tell, you are, that you're checking that box.
Yeah. I mean, February was a lot nicer to me and a couple of my buddies last year than it was this year in terms of getting on the course. But, yeah, I'm playing as often as possible, man. I've seen a few friends, acquaintances kind of move on to the great beyond. And before I do that, I want to hit at least four or five more good drives.
That's fantastic. James and I were having a conversation or in the second hour of the program here about because one of the guys, Scott Docterman, who covers Minnesota and writes for The Athletic, had an interesting piece about all of the hires at Iowa since Kirk Ferentz has been hired at Iowa. And one of the things that happens over the last 20 years is Ohio State has separated from the rest of the Big Ten, and if you look by a pretty wide margin, and it seems now bigger than ever, and you look at what Ohio State is this year. And this ought to be the year for you to get them if you were going to. They have legitimate questions in the secondary. They don't have a Bosa. They don't have Chase Young rushing the passer, at least one that's not established. Doesn't mean that Harrison or Miller or one of those guys can't turn into that. They certainly could. It's unproven at quarterback. And James and I looked around the league and we said, yeah, but who can take advantage? And, Tim, I don't think anybody can.
I don't see anybody poised right now. I mean, both of you guys know this. We've seen Ohio State lose a couple of shockers in the last several years in the Big Ten. So anything can happen, but it literally has to be stuff like lightning strikes. As a matter of fact, he's got blown over, that afternoon before Purdue beat him over there, a couple of years ago and stuff. And yeah, I mean, I agree with that. But, it's really, really funny because we're sitting here right now waiting to talk to Larry Johnson, but they've just put five or six, maybe seven defensive linemen in front of us on a Zoom teleconference. And I'm just sitting here and I'm just – what gets you about Ohio State, it's not the same at any other Big Ten school right now, and that includes even Penn State, and is that the number of high-caliber people they have recruited – who it is now their turn, and it's 3 and flee, is part of the game anymore. But so is for Antoine Jackson. This guy was an incredibly highly rated defensive tackle when he signed with Auburn 6 years ago, and stayed at Auburn for 1 year, left, and we all know transferred to Ohio State. Well, he's going to take advantage of a sixth year when maybe, fans are going to see him play at the level that people thought he could have played at 6 years ago. If you follow my drift, right on down the line across that defensive line, there are guys just stepping up, and you kind of forget about those guys sometimes. And then you figure in the new blood. I mean, Jack Sawyer, by all accounts, is having a tremendous spring drills. He's asserting himself, being aggressive, et cetera. He's fresh out of Pickerington. But then you got Zach Harrison, who, when he was in high school, he was just the biggest guy on the field and sometimes the fastest. And he kind of, got it done that way. But he is definitely, by all accounts, really turned up the wick this spring. But even by his account, I mean, he's a different player. And, that mean streak has gotten it looks like a little bit wider on him. So, it's just that's what the other teams are dealing with in this league is like I say, not only is Ohio State having these great recruiting classes year after year, but they've got these embedded four and sometimes five stars who have waited their turn or haven't matured as quickly as some other guys do, who now are ready to turn it up, And that's an interesting in a race. That'd be an interesting sports car to catch.
Yeah, Tim. I mean, do you even remember a time when you'd be going to a season thinking like our biggest game will be at Indiana? I mean, if everyone stays healthy on their – I mean, honestly, as I look through the rosters,
oh yeah,
I know what Sean Clifford looks like at Penn State. Name a tailback or a wide receiver that makes you, you know, shake in your boots, if you will. Like, there's not anybody. But at least you saw what – I mean, at least you know Michael Penix, if he's healthy, I mean, which has been a big problem for him. But, I mean, right now as we go into the season outside Oregon, but I'm in our conference, you're saying to yourself, the Hoosiers. I mean, I can't remember a time where we've been – that's. I'm trying not to disrespect Indiana, but they don't have the football history. It is what it is. I respect the team last year. I tried to tell Bo about it weeks before, but Bo was like, no way. I can't accept that Indiana will be our toughest game. Told you so, Bo. But anyway, but still, like, for this year, that's what I would put my money on, being the toughest game.
Yeah, in football, you know this, James. You played on a lot of football teams, you know. What was the best chemistry you ever had on a football team? Do you remember the year and where it was? I'm talking about college or pros. It was probably 2000. Was it 2006? I mean, with Ohio State. I mean, you never know when chemistry is going to click, and I think it did last year for Indiana for all kinds of reasons. Mm-hmm. Whether they can duplicate that, you know, because they lost a few guys who were pretty valuable. Whether they can duplicate that, that's the big question. But that's the thing that can carry you in football is you don't necessarily have to have the greatest talent, at least to compete for a conference title. Now, we all saw Alabama last year in the championship game. I mean, that was an almost a one-off team. And, I know people get tired of hearing me say that, but that was an interesting and talented and deep and Ohio, Alabama offense as I've seen it. I've been watching Alabama football for 60 years, you know, and to duplicate that even for Alabama is going to be very tough this year, no matter who they've got coming up. But you're exactly right. I mean, but you can't slip. You know, you can't let go. You can't, as the old saying goes, you can't let go of the rope because people are waiting there just to knock you off. And the other thing is, you know, it is true. You're everybody's homecoming game, whether it's home or on the road.
Yeah, and the thing is, it doesn't matter. Because they're just not – I just think the talent is so much, Tim. I think the thing that we have to do when we view this team now, and I'll get you out of here on this one, is what we have to do is – and when we have real questions this spring. I mean, they're legitimate at corner.
Oh, yeah.
Got to know linebackers, big questions, could be transfers that maybe need to happen in both of that. They could come in and help, and maybe that's a necessity. Quarterback is another one. Like, it's going to be a first-year guy. We all like CJ. Everybody, all the buzz about him appears to be real. McCord's in that mix as well. Miller, who knows how it shakes out, certainly seems like it's going to be CJ. But what really has to be defined is, can you get ready to play Clemson, Bama, Georgia, Oklahoma, whoever? Can the Big Ten prepare you for that? Or is it a situation where, now Clemson's done this and we've done it, but I think we're further separated now from the Big Ten than we've ever been. I do believe that. So can you get prepared to play those type of teams playing the schedule that we're going to play in this league?
Yeah, I think they showed last year that that is the case. There are very few of those teams that you just talked about. I mean, even in the SEC, you know, the SEC isn't loaded across the board like Alabama is. Texas A&M is getting there, et cetera. LSU obviously has got big problems now off the field. Tennessee, et cetera. So, you know, and Ohio State showed against Clemson last year. It was more than man enough, you know. But, I mean, you can't change the league you're in. But what you can do is you can enhance the talent you have on hand. That's what Ohio State continues to do. But you're right. The thing, real quick, Ohio State's going to leave this spring with still a lot of questions, like you just pointed out. And, you know, the biggest question coming out of last year that you wanted to see answered in spring, which is not going to be answered, is what's going to be that starting four or five in the secondary, for example? You're not going to have that answer when you watch the spring game, that's for sure.
No. Good stuff as always, buddy. Hit them straight today.
Always enjoy it, fellas.
All right, Tim May, Letterman Rowan, right here on The Fan.